What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to another exciting episode of Mama Life. All right, for you guys watching this on YouTube, because I am now doing this on video, make sure you subscribe to the channel. So today's topic will be therapy. Oh my God. Which of you moms out there are in therapy? I am. Hi, I'm a mom in therapy. Okay, so I know in society that therapy is so, you know, it's so cliche. Like, why would a mom need therapy? You know, why would she need someone that, you know, she could talk to when there's, you know, so many support systems out there? Well, I have support systems. I do. I have people that, you know, I could talk to. But being a stay-at-home mom, staying in the house 24/7 with, you know, no communication, because I know everybody else is doing their own thing. Everybody else is at work. Everybody else is not going to call unless you pick up the phone to call them first, because that's what people are used to. Nobody picks up the phone and like, hey, how you doing? Are you doing okay? I know you're home with the kids, or I know you're home by yourself. I'm just checking up on you. Nobody does that. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm innocent and all that, because I don't do that either. Like, I don't do that. We're not used to that. Like, I don't pick up the phone. I don't check on anybody. So for those of you who have listened to my podcast before, you know that I am in therapy, and I've been in therapy for a while. And what led to me being in therapy was that I had a breakdown. I had a mental breakdown, like complete mental breakdown. So let me go back and let y'all know. I have three boys ages 5, 4, and 9. So I had my breakdown when my 5 and 4 year olds were much smaller than they are now. And they're like crying, like both babies crying at the same time. And I broke down, cried to scream, say some things I didn't mean, got angry. And then my husband was like, maybe you need to talk to someone. And I was like, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, because this is getting out of control. I'm getting overwhelmed, because at that time I was home with my 4 and 5 year old, and they were small. You remember the pandemic? Remember when we were stuck in the house? I was stuck in the house with 3 kids, you guys. I was stuck in the house with 3 kids, homeschooling my 9 year old. He is 9 now, but I was homeschooling him. He was probably in kindergarten when this whole thing went down. So I was homeschooling him. I was trying to keep my 2 little ones in control. So here I am homeschooling him. My little one's running around screaming, acting out of control. And I'm trying to get my oldest to like focus on whatever he has to do on the computer while trying to cook, doing laundry, and keeping the house in order. That was insane. And no, I was not in therapy at that time, but I needed to be. I think that many times people in general, moms, parents, or whoever you might be, need to talk to somebody, like need to be in therapy, but you guys are scared of what people are going to think. You're scared that people are going to think that you're crazy. You're scared that people are going to think that, you know, something is wrong with you. But no, nothing is wrong with you. You just need to talk to somebody. You just need to vent. That is what I need to do. I needed help in organizing my life, and I am not ashamed to say that. Yes, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Yes, sometimes it gets busy. I know y'all thinking, oh my gosh, she's a stay-at-home mom. Why does she need therapy? It doesn't get that crazy. You're wrong. You're wrong. I think that being a stay-at-home mom versus going to the office and working, I would prefer the office. I would prefer the office because I think that when you're at work, you get a break. Like you get your 30 minutes, you get your hour, you get to sit down. But when you're at home, what's a break? What's a break? You're like running around, doing laundry, trying to cook, trying to clean, pick up after everybody. Like you pick up after everybody. And when you're done picking up after everybody, it doesn't end because it gets messy again. And you have to do it all over. You have to pick up after everybody again. You're done washing the dishes and you think that it's clean. Excuse me, y'all. But it's not. It's not because it piles up. People put more stuff into the sink. You clean, people dirty. So you have to constantly pick up after everybody. And you know, it could be crazy on your mental, especially when you don't have anybody to talk to, especially when you know, no one calling to ask how you're doing. I had one person that I could have talked to, and that was my best friend, who sadly passed away in September. I think that, you know, every time there was something going on, I would pick up the phone, call her, we would talk, we'll vent because she was a mother also. So we connected in such a way that, you know, if the kids were annoying us, we'd talk about it and laugh about it. And I even told her about my therapy and stuff because that's when I started going to therapy. So my therapy sessions are actually good because the therapist really dug into what was really wrong with me, which was that I wasn't really taking care of myself. I wasn't really, you know, taking time out, getting self-care, going out and just leaving the kids and just having mom time. Because what most parents fail to realize is that little moment you have to yourself, that little tiny moment of self-care, whether it's closing yourself in a room. For me, sometimes it's coming into this closet that I'm recording right now and just sitting there because the closet is quiet. There is no noise, and chances are nobody's gonna find me. Nobody's gonna find me because the kids could find you anywhere. So what my therapist first made me realize was that, all right, y'all, sorry about that. Wow. So the thing about phones is that I never put my phone on do not disturb. So when people call me, they interrupt whatever I'm doing. So what was I saying? Oh my God, I lost my train of thought. Okay, so for the therapist, she made me realize that all the work I had to do, all the stuff like the laundry, the dishes, everything could wait. Like everything could wait until I'm ready to do them. Because the thing is, we give ourselves all that work, we stress ourselves out, we rush around trying to clean everything in the house, but they could wait. Like sometimes the laundry could wait for a little bit and just sit down and read a book. Read a book. And what she also made me realize is that sometimes self-care is important, like all the time, not just sometimes. Like go to the beach, go eat by yourself. She always stresses that. She's like, go somewhere, go eat by yourself, have lunch by yourself. I think I did that once and it felt so good. Like she made me realize like the things that I like to do. Like I remember when I first started my session with her, she was like, "So, what do you like to do?" And I could not answer that question. I could not answer that question. Could you answer that question? What do you guys like to do for fun? I wait. Answer that question. I could not answer that question. But now, as I started doing more things, I realized that I love gardening. I love reading. Reading is my other self-care thing that I have started. I have started checking out books from the library, and it feels so good Thanks to, talking to my therapist about all the things I like to do, I realized that I love reading. Like, seriously, I read audiobooks before, but she was like, take a minute, go get a book, read outside, enjoy it. And it feels so good just to do something for me, just to take care of me. And when you take care of you, mamas, you're taking care of your whole family, because when you feel good, everybody feels good. When you feel good, everybody feels good. So yeah, so now I know what I like to do. Now I can answer that question with so much confidence. It's not even funny. Yes, I'm in therapy. To all my new moms, I would like to say that it's okay to talk to somebody. It's okay to talk to somebody. I remember when, when I first had my miscarriage. Yes, I had a miscarriage. It was a while back. I remember when I had my miscarriage and I felt isolated because I didn't have anybody to talk to. I don't think anybody knew I had a miscarriage, to tell you the truth, because I didn't tell anybody. I felt sad. I felt lonely. I felt isolated. But I still didn't reach out and tell anybody because, like I've said before, nobody calls to check on you. So how are you supposed to know what's going on with me if you don't call to check on me? So let's make it a habit. Check on your mom friends, check on your strong mom friends, check on your strong friends, check on everybody. I know I'm saying it, but I'm probably not going to do it because I'm going to forget because we're not used to it. We're not used to it. I think that we're so used to people just calling, like people just doing things first, like people calling us first. So yes, I am a mom in therapy, and I am not ashamed to say it now because I think that therapy has been really helpful. Had me realize that I needed self-care. I am still in it. It's helping me with, with a lot of things. It's just so helpful. Like my advice to people that, that's new to this, to this whole parenting journey. Parenting is rough. It will test your patience. It'll take you on so many different, baby. Like I've said, being a mom is just like being on a roller coaster. Sometimes you're high, and sometimes you're just low, baby. Sometimes you're low, but it's always good to have that strong support system or just get somebody that you can talk to because sometimes we do get stressed, we do get overwhelmed, and a lot of things are always happening around us. So yes, I am a mom in therapy and it's really, really helping. It's really helping. Before that, I was stressed out. I was isolated because I don't have any mom friends. I don't have any mom friends. I don't have anybody I can talk to. I don't have anybody I can hang with. So I think that therapy has really, really helped me. So yes, that is my episode on therapy. I know it's short. I know I got interrupted, but that's it, y'all. All right, mama. Out. Okay, take care of yourselves, and most importantly, take care of these kids. It's story time. You ready for this? Oh my God, like, do your kids tell people every single detail? Oh my God. So the other day, my 4-year-old was telling the vice principal at his school about him getting in trouble and about him, being us putting him in the corner and how we scared his big brother, the 5-year-old. So it was like, oh, why are you saying all that? Like, you're gonna have people thinking something is really going on when it's not. Like, kids say everything. Like, they tell every single details of your life. Do your kids do that? That was my story. Oh my God, that is so crazy. Time for the inspirational quote of the day. And the inspirational quote for today is, "You do not have to struggle in silence." think about that. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at Mama Life Plus 3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.